Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with another Reality Game Masters Exit Interview. And today in our Exit Interview, we're going to talk to the one and only diabolical super genius of Big Brother, Matt Hoffman, most recently eliminated from Reality Game Masters in episode number 5. Reality Game Masters, only one episode left in this first season of Reality Game Masters. So this Thursday will be the series or season finale, hopefully not the series finale, of Reality Game Masters. We are going to be down to just 3 players in the game. Which survivor will bring it home? We will find out on Thursday. So that's going to be very exciting on Thursday. And also, we've got a very big week coming up, a Big Brother cast announcement, trying to get a Big Brother cast preview up for you guys as well. And we will figure out exactly how that's going to go. But first, let's get to the man of the hour. The producers of Reality Game Masters have been so good as to help us get access to the Reality Game Masters players for these exit interviews, and I see Matt Hoffman is on the line. Matt, are you there?
I'm here, Rob.
Matt. Very sorry to see you go home as the latest person eliminated from Reality Game Masters, as is an all Survivor Final 3.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. That was kind of the worst case scenario, was having all 3 survivors left and a, you know, embarrassment and shame to the Big Brother community. But it happened. I mean, it's a fair game, I guess. I believe survivor ego got in the way a bit. It was a great time anyway.
It seemed like there was a lot more show pride than I originally imagined. Like when Alex and I first talked about this idea and we first, you know, came up with the concept, I didn't think it was going to be like, people said, oh, so it's like Survivor versus Big Brother. And I was sort of like, yeah, I guess so at the start. But I didn't think people were going to be as like entrenched to the shows. And you were probably, of your cast, probably the least entrenched of the Big Brother people. Were you surprised of how cut down the middle it was, Survivor versus Big Brother?
I wasn't surprised, but on that note, like you said, I also was probably for sure the least. I know my pregame, I had a lot of talks with Ian and third party through Eric about this Big Brother alliance that, you know, I said I'd be up on. And my main alliance was with Steven. It was hinted at, that sort of secret alliance. It was really interesting. He reached out to me. I had no idea who he was, and vice versa. And that was what I was banking on. But I liked that I had the Big Brother thing to fall back on with those guys. And then even all of that kind of went to the wayside in this last episode. And I was true with Sophie when I said I was going all in with her, because it really was her only option. And so I was ready to bail on that too.
You know, the thing about the secret alliance with you and Steven, I don't even know if in confessional I ever asked you about that in particular. I know, but Steven talked about it quite a bit, and I think I never even got to ask you on the day of the shoot whether that was a real thing or not. So what, how did that impact your game, having a deal with Steven?
Yeah, it's great. You know, this, let me just take a minute and say what particularly is good about Reality Game Masters is it's edited perfectly, in the sense that it keeps the action moving. You get the high points, and it's dramatic. But where it fails, and I say this not in a derogatory way, because it shouldn't do this anyway, is you miss out on a lot of kind of key points of the game that are going on. But you wouldn't want to see them anyway, because you don't want to watch people play a game necessarily. So it's all
live
done
feeds.
Perfectly.
People want live feeds of Reality Game Masters.
Yeah, but here's where it's great that you have now these follow-up exit interviews to kind of supplement the game, or compliment the game, and then it kind of, it completes the picture. I've listened to some of your exit interviews, and it's cool to hear the contestants go, okay, well, here's what you didn't see. So getting back to that, what you kind of maybe have missed is Steven and I had planned to go to opposite ends of the board as best as we could, and kind of just work our way towards the middle, taking out people in our path and leaving each other's ends alone. And we were doing that. I mean, there were several instances during the game, again, that didn't really make it to air, and you wouldn't want to see it anyway. Were just little moves where we could have gone one way and went a different way, and just little things we said, like where he would edge. If it was between me and, say, Stein leaving, Steven would throw a word or two in with the survivors to go to Stein, and if, you know, our guys were looking at Steven, I'd edge him towards Cochran or something. So it worked out well, and I think he was pretty loyal to it as best as he could be.
Yeah, I definitely could tell you from talking to him in the interviews, he was definitely into it, and he felt like that it was really coming into play, that he felt like there was a lot of times where you were saving his butt and like not directing people to go after him.
Yeah, and that was sort of the intent, and there was a lot of... again, we were very much the least likely to pair up, and that was the appeal to me when he reached out to me. I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, it's Ian, I think, mentioned in your post interview that he was testing out his character, you know, his evil Stein or whatever. And there's an element of truth to that. You know, I was kind of, it's fun to be able to not, you know, to make these brazen alliances, secret alliances, and just kind of fuck around with it and you know that you're not playing for $500,000. So if it goes horribly wrong, it doesn't matter. And it's a little looser, and you can do a lot more, play around a little more. And I'm surprised, you know, you mentioned the 3v3 Big Brother Survivor. I'm actually surprised people didn't kind of diverge and goof off a little bit more in that regard, because it isn't, you know, it's serious, but it's not serious. And, you know,
it's
fun.
I think I would have played the same way. But were you surprised? You said you listened to the exit interview with Eric Stein, and Eric Stein seemed to imply that in a future Big Brother scenario, he might be less likely to trust you, considering that you were targeting perhaps Ian in your pregame interview. You were working with Steven, and you weren't necessarily Big Brother all the way until the end. Eric seemed to imply that was he would question your loyalty in a future alliance.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting misconception about the Matt Hoffman character in general, is this disloyalty. You know, it started on my season with Reagan, you're so disloyal, and now this is Game Master, disloyal to Big Brother. But the thing is, I'm very loyal. I pick a person right away from the start, and I said, this is who I'm loyal to. So in Big Brother, it was a brigade. In this sense, it was Steven. It's not, I guess I was disloyal to Big Brother, but that's because I was never loyal to them in the first place. So I went with Steven, and And he was my guy, you know, as far as the end. So I feel I was very loyal when the title was told that against me. Then I guess I'll see him on this the edition of Big Brother where the twist is a bunch of short, nerdy guys.
Yeah. So also, did you feel like that you were saved by your secret alliance with Steven in the episode where Sophie is like, boy, Matt has 19 armies. Eric Stein has 19 armies. Who should I go after? And Steven basically points her to go after Eric Stein, and she ultimately knocks him out of the game there. So that seemed as though your alliance was working to perfection at that point.
Yeah, and that's a perfect example. Also in the game, if you notice, even in my war room thing with Sophie, even when I knew that I had to turn on Steven, it was my only hope was to align with Sophie, even then, I still said, okay, you can go up Cochran and start going towards Steven. I recommend Cochran. And I still wanted to kind of keep Steven in my back pocket and maybe just kind of temporarily use Sophie. We had a lot of funny voicemails exchanged that would have been funny to play afterwards if we made it to Final Two as kind of like a revelation of the Secret Alliance, but never panned out. It was good in theory.
So did it seem you had this good thing going on with Steven to go into the war room with Sophie? Do you think that perhaps alienated Steven, or could you have maybe used, or let me answer that question, I have a follow-up.
Yeah, it may have alienated him. I don't know. I mean, this is also, I don't know if this was totally conveyed clear, another one of those things that you wouldn't have wanted to waste time showing. But what was going on and what I was explaining to Sophie in my rambling, mumbling banter that I do and could never understand is, so Steven and Cochran were in the exact same position in that they both had like one country with a huge cluster and then a bunch of spaced out armies. Now, Sophie had no clusters but a bunch of spaced out armies. I had no spaced out armies and a cluster. I said, Sophie, if you and I just team up, we are now a cluster with a bunch of spaced out armies, and we can at least, you know, play as one for a little bit and attack them. And it really was our only hope for either of us. So, and I, to me, that was kind of obvious even at the board. I probably didn't need to take her in the war room to say that. And so I think Steven, you know, in any game, Survivor, Big Brother, you can only hold an alliance as long as you can hold it. You got to at some point look out for yourself, you know.
What if you would have said to Sophie in the war room that you had this secret alliance with Steven? Could you have exposed Steven and maybe fractured the Survivor alliance from the outside? Because we see this happen a lot on reality TV. The one person left from the minority alliance is able to sort of, you know, cause a fault line to occur in the alliance. Could that have happened?
I don't know if in this case that would have happened. I think there was a lot of Survivor ego. I don't think Sophie was buying what I was selling. But the thing is that to me, again, I can't emphasize enough how obvious to me this plan that I proposed to her was. It really seemed to me the only way to save us. And I, you know, it was really the only option I had.
It did seem like in the room, it meant a lot to the survivors to outlast the Big Brother people and say that, hey, this was a victory for the Survivor people today over the Big Brother people.
Yeah, they had a huge amount of pride. Now, in fairness, and I like to think I'm a fair guy, I think if the tables were turned and it was like three Big Brother people left and Cochran or Sophie or someone sitting there, we'd probably be a bit, you know, have a little bit more bravado as well in that regard. We just got decimated from the start, so our egos were tamed, I think.
So you guys spent a lot of energy in trying to flip Cochran over. Was that a mistake to spend so much time on Cochran?
Well, I can tell you right off the bat, my mistake was my initial placement of the army. I mean, it's critical. Right off the bat, it's hard because, you know, it's a round robin, and I was second to last to pick, so things are limited. But that being said, the last person to pick is still in the game ahead of me right now, so that's not a good enough excuse. Really, I should have gone probably for for Africa, or maybe even Europe when I had a chance. I shouldn't have placed armies where there already were people in the continent, and I think that was probably one of my main blunders.
Okay. Did you feel at any point like the other Big Brother players were making blunders? Like, for instance, was the card swapping strategy a good strategy or just a bad strategy that ended up costing you guys?
You know, the card swapping strategy was actually good in theory. It probably would have worked. Yeah, Stein was kind of a thorn in the side of my gameplay because I was trying to take a stronghold on South America, and he was just there is a theory in any game, be it Survivor, be it Monopoly, that just an element of chaos, if you insert this in, the chaotic element tends to win over due to the confusion it causes. So there's kind of a rules and unstated rules and risk that when you have six players and there's six continents on the board, everyone just kind of finds a continent to hole up in, you know, and it's theirs, so to speak, until people start invading. But Stein was sort of, he'd go up and down between North and South America, where Sophie and I were in respectively, and it added this element of like, what the fuck is this? I've never played like this before, you know, what is he doing? And so I'd try and spread my armies more, and it just thinned us all out. And I don't think he was doing it to sabotage anyone. I think he just maybe, you know, was kind of as lost as the rest of us.
All right, are you ready to answer some questions from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast and the viewers of Reality Game Masters?
Yes, my favorite fan.
Okay, here we go. Let's start with Annie Lowe, and she wants to know, why did Matt choose South America in the drafting when Ian had already put an army there? Why was Ian kicked out from South America?
Okay, I can explain this, actually, and it does seem weird, and I'm not defending this decision, but I will explain it, not defend it. So part of it was the mindset of the thing with Fishbach, where we decided to kind of try and get on the ends of things and work our way in against people. And then the other element is that the other open countries were, as I said, Africa and Europe. And those two are the two continents that have the most entryways. So not only would I be kind of putting a little knife in the back of Steven, maybe he might think that I was turning on him by going that close to where he was, but also it's such an open set of continents. So I was like, okay, I can either do that, piss off Steven, leave myself out in the open, or kind of subtly tell my alliance members, hey, back off, I'm going to try and go for this. And that's what I did.
Yeah. Alex Wilpon wants to know, what happened to the secret alliance between Head of Hofhold and Steven Fishback? I mean, when you were going down, I mean, couldn't you have thrown a life, you know, Steven had, you know, try to help you? Like, I felt like when Steven went into the war room and Sophie asked him, what do I do? And he's like, no, we got to stick together, all three of us. Kind of threw the secret alliance with Matt Hoffman out the window.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if I put myself in his position, that's probably about the time I would have done the same thing myself. And I am not a losing player that think, you know, complains about a loss. I love, you know, if someone beats me or outplays me, I tip my hat and I think it's great. And I don't know much about Steven admittedly, but I can tell from my conversations in pregame and during the game, he's a gamer, he's smart, and you got to know when to flip. And maybe he was flipping, and I kind of was too at the same time because it was both our time to get out. But we rode out a good alliance as long as we could, and I think we did help each other in ways to get to where we got.
Okay, Bob Fallon wants to know, why didn't he tell them that his game board aficionado cousin has Durkheim's disease?
I should have played more sympathy cards. That is absolutely true. I know, I had a lot of practice. I don't know. I'll save that one for the All-Stars.
Okay.
The Game Masters All-Stars.
Snide Snidington wants to know, was there anything that Matt or anyone else could have said to break up the Survivor Alliance?
I think Cochran was our best bet. Fishback is too strategy-oriented to waver. Sophie was just kind of stubborn and cunty and stuff, and she wasn't going to do anything.
Whoa.
Cochran was our best bet, but as you saw through some of the interviews in this recent episode, he was starting to understand, you know, why are people always so condescending to me? I understand why that would piss him off. So there's a very high likelihood that, no, they were going to stick to what they were going to do.
So did you like Sophie?
She's interesting. I like, I enjoyed her sense of humor in the way that it's sometimes you don't know if she's being funny, but she is. It's just so fucking dry. But I also can see where that would be appealing to a very small minority of people. So I get her humor. It's abrasive and I don't know. Love, hate, I guess.
Well, what I appreciate about Sophie is that she's just so blunt, and it's so rare that you meet a woman, let alone any woman, but especially a woman in reality TV who is, you know, much more likely to tell you exactly what is on their mind, and in an intelligent way, that, you know, that you just don't get that a lot. And I think it's odd because that she didn't get a lot of airtime on her season, but she was really, really great on Reality Game Masters.
No, I remember my first encounter with her at the Reality Game Masters. Everyone before, as we were all clamoring to get ready, everyone was just kind of hanging out and socializing. And I went in a back room to get a hoodie that I had on because I was cold. And Sophie's just back there. But everyone else is not anywhere near there. And she's back there reading some piece of literature that I would never, I don't fucking know anything about that. And I'm like, oh, I introduced myself, and she was just kind of in her book. And she's clearly like an intellect of sorts to be foregoing all of this exciting socializing to be reading amidst Reality Game Masters tournament. And I think that says a lot about her. You know, she's probably, well, I'm going somewhere with this, Rob, and I just forget where it all went. But,
all right.
But yeah, Sophie's an all right chick, I guess.
Next question. This is from at Reagan Fox on Twitter. He wants to know, why does his finger smell like my a-hole? Now, is that true?
I mean, it is, and I'm quite honestly, I'm surprised that he wouldn't know the answer to that himself. But it's, is that the verified Reagan Fox?
Oh, is there an unverified? It appears to be at Reagan Fox. Is that the real one?
There's a lot of parody accounts. A lot of people trying to be Reagan.
Really?
Yeah, be wary. Make
it,
sure you're following
it looks
the
like
real
the real
Reagan
one.
Fox.
I don't know. There's no blue check mark, so hard to verify. Okay, let's see. Landon Chambers wants to know, what was in the goblets?
Okay, my goblet had vodka and Red Bull in it. And Ian was drinking wine, but I think at some point Sophie's, or somebody, Angie or Sophie, started dumping water into it and watered it down. And then other than that, I think it was just mostly wine going around.
Yeah.
Andrea had, so I got the vodka from Andrea.
From
so there's a whole big mess going on.
So you don't think this was some Survivor subterfuge in that the Survivor sideline reporter was giving alcohol to all of the Big Brother players while the Survivor players, for the most part, remained pretty clean and sober?
Yeah, I think there are some celebrity rehab candidates from Reality Game Masters, possibly. That could be their next reality stint after Game Masters.
Yes. How about from at BB Super Geek wants to know, where can we find Matt's coverage of BB15? I saw you write on Twitter that you didn't think you were going to talk about BB15 this summer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, if you know, the Rob has a podcast community wants to invite me on for a thing here or there, I'd love to. But yeah, nothing steady. I don't say this in like a dickhead way at all. I love Big Brother, but I'm way too cheap to pay for feeds. I'll tell you that right now. So now that whatever that Superpass place isn't doing them, the alumni don't get them for free anymore, and I'm sure shit not paying. So I'm definitely not going to be as engrossed in it in that way where I would even be qualified to be writing anything or talking about it because I will have no live feed access.
Well,
if anyone would like to donate live feeds to me, then I still won't write anything. Don't give me anything. I take that back. Edit that out, baby. I don't know.
Yeah. But Matt, in all seriousness, that we are sorely lacking your perspective on the Big Brother this summer. We're going to need to hear from you quite often. We're going to have a cast announced very soon.
Yep, we have a lot of rumors. Yeah, a lot of things abound. And you know, again, I'm a CBS edit guy, so I'm sure I'll chime in here and there, and I'd be happy to. And you know what I do? I do read the sometimes online Big Brother. I read the blog, so. Okay. Maybe. We'll see. Who knows? Yeah, I talk about a lot of shit. Maybe it'll pique my interest.
Well, I need you in the rotation for the Big Brother coverage.
Please do. I always love coming there. I'm excited for this season, though. I think it's going to be a good one. Lots of rumors abound.
Yeah, lots of rumors abound. It seems like Julie Chen is teasing America is going to have a big part to play. We'll see. We should know more information probably within 24 hours of this going up.
Yes. And the powers that be have been very kind. I just want to say a shout out. Very kind for letting me do this interview from Sequester.
Oh, yes.
This is not something that they typically allow. So thanks, everybody involved.
Very good. All right. Well, Matt Hoffman, Reality Game Masters. You can follow him on Twitter at Head of Hoffhold. Well, what was it like meeting Cochran? You seem very taken with him while Steven and Sophie were in the boardroom.
Yeah, I wish it was more hangout time. I did. That little edited scene sounded to me, and particularly when it was edited against the B-roll and interview footage of him talking about people like kind of being condescending with him, I thought they came across as maybe a bit condescending. But at the time, I really was. It was funny. Like, it was a very awkward moment where like they were in the war room. It was just kind of silence, and no one in the audience is talking. And so we're just sitting there, and I was like, yeah, Cochran seems cool. So we just started. It was the onset of a conversation that was edited in kind of a funny way.
Okay. All right. Well, Matt Hoffman, always a pleasure to have you here on the show. We will hoping to hear much more from you over the summer with the Big Brother. You got anything else you want to talk about on the podcast this summer? You got any movie casts you want to plan for later on this summer?
Yes, yeah, I'm all into those little oddball things too, and of course I would love to do some Big Brother stuff. But yeah, and of course Survivor's coming up, and we have some rumors of I may know some people on Survivor that would be interesting to gab about when that comes on.
You may know people that are on Survivor. That's I don't even understand how that's possible.
No,
they haven't even announced
I've
the
only
cast
read rumors,
yet.
But if the rumors I read are correct, some of the name or two on there might be familiar.
Oh my god.
So. We'll see. That's another opportunity for me to join the Rabbit.
Did you finish watching Big Brother Jeopardy?
I did.
What'd you think?
That was cool. Very close, tight race. I like how the guy who was clearly out of it.
Spoiler!
Oh, is this spoiler?
No, don't spoil it.
It's over, right? It ended.
Some people haven't watched it yet.
Oh, no one. Oh, okay. You guys turn this off and watch it.
Yeah, go to our YouTube channel and you can watch Big Brother Jeopardy. You can find it at robhasawebsite.com. And Matt
but not
Hoffman.
Not a spoiler, just a teaser. No spoilers. It's exciting. This is not a blowout competition. You guys should watch this. It's a tight race. It's fun.
Yeah. And also, you could check out an audio daily double question from Matt Hoffman, which was very well done.
I've been speaking for like 35 years or something, so I'm very proficient at it by now.
Incredible. All right. Well, Matt Hoffman, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Great exit interview. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care, buddy.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Matt Hoffman, Reality Game Master. So there's just three players left. We'll see how it all shakes out. Two shocking eliminations in the finale of Reality Game Masters. And just a tip of the cap to Alex Forstenhausler for the great job he's been doing with putting all the episodes together. It's just been a whole lot of fun, the whole process. So Big Brother, I mentioned it at the top of the show, cast preview coming up this week. The premiere of Big Brother is going to be this upcoming Wednesday night. 1 week from today, if you're listening to this on Wednesday the 19th. And that means that the countdown clock is ticking for the Big Brother live feeds at a 20% discount. That we've been telling you a lot about the Big Brother live feed bingo, but I think I've been underreporting that the Big Brother live feeds are in pre-sale. And if you pre-order the Big Brother live feeds, you can get them at 20% off, which I think they are $23.95, and then they're about $30 if you wait for the season to start. So if you know you're going to get them anyway, don't procrastinate. Save yourself a couple of bucks, and you can pre-order the Big Brother live feeds if you go to robhasawebsite.com/live feeds. And then after you sign up for the live feeds through Rob Has a Website, then go ahead, send your confirmation to livefeedbingo@robhasawebsite.com, and I will send you your card for Big Brother Live Feed Bingo. That's right. You could win $250 cash watching the Big Brother live feeds this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. And for more on that, go to robhasawebsite.com/bingo. So still a few, I think the day before the season starts is the cutoff for the pre-orders. I'm going to keep letting you order the bingo cards all the way through. So even if you sign up for the full price once the season starts, I will still get you a bingo card. Maybe we'll figure out a way to do that electronically rather than me send it through the mail, so you don't have to wait a couple days to get the card out to you. So we'll figure that all out as we go along. And also, some people have contacted me. Can I get a bingo card if I didn't buy my live feed through your website? And I'm going to try to figure out a way to make that possible also. So lots to figure out. Reality Game Masters coming up on Thursday. Big Brother preview coming up soon. We're also trying to get a full finale podcast together for everybody from Reality Game Masters. I know we were trying to do it as a live hangout. I know everybody, it's tough to schedule everybody for the same time, but we are trying to work on that to make that happen. And if it takes a while, maybe we'll do it that way, or maybe we'll end up having to scrap a whole live show with everybody and do, you know, interviews one at a time with the winner and everybody. So we'll figure it all out. I promise you, we will work tirelessly to bring you the podcasts you want. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon when Big Brother Cast is here. Talk to you later. Bye.